career choices of gay women. Compared to heterosexual women, gay women are less likely to make vocational and life choices based on accommodating men or conforming to traditional gender roles. The progressive differences on how things were during the 80s and 90s versus now.
You want real help at Home Depot? You find the lesbian. You think I'm joking? You find the lesbian. Everywhere is her department. She works there because she knows shit. She got the pencil under the ear.
The impact of partnered relationship on work commitment may differ markedly for lesbian and heterosexual women. For heterosexual women, marriage can offer economic security that reduces the woman's need for full-time paid employment. The experiences of lesbian women are quite different. One of the most striking characteristics of contemporary lesbian couples is the emphasis women give to equal sharing of financial responsibilities. In their large-scale investigation of heterosexual, lesbian, and gay couples, Blomstein and Schwartz, a 1983 article, page 109, found that most lesbians stress the importance of financial independence and economic self-sufficiency for themselves, as well as for their partners. Further, even though lesbians often earn more than heterosexual women, lesbian couples are financially disadvantaged by their gender. Lesbians earn less on average than heterosexual men, and lesbian couples earn less than heterosexual married couples. As a result, being in a committed relationship may not diminish a lesbian woman's need for full-time employment. Another difference between lesbian and heterosexual relationships concern housework. Heterosexual marriage has traditionally created a second shift for employed women who shoulder the majority of housework even when working full-time for pay. In contrast, empirical investigations of lesbian couples have found a pattern of relatively equal work sharing at home. For example, Kurdak, a 1993 article, compared the allocation of household labor in cohabiting lesbian couples and heterosexual married couples, none of whom had children. Among heterosexual couples, the wives did most of the housework. Among lesbian couples, partners shared tasks so that each woman performed an equal amount of work. Put in other terms, whereas a woman who decides to live with a man usually increases her domestic responsibilities, a woman who decides to live with another woman may experience a reduction in housework. The net result is that marriage may decrease the time available to heterosexual women to devote to their paid job. Same-sex relationships may not have the same impact on lesbian workers. Finally, we can speculate that for women who want to pursue demanding careers, lesbian relationships may offer potential benefits. To the extent that women serve as the socio-emotional expert at home, they may be better able to provide support and comfort that enable partners to overcome work-related stress. British lesbians interviewed by Dune, a 1997 article, emphasized that their partner fully supported their career and noted that a flexible division of housework made coordination more manageable. One woman explained, "My impression is that most men come home from work and expect things to be done for them, so I wouldn't be able to devote myself as much to my work. I would either have to have a less stressful job or I think the relationship might suffer." Page 216 of that 1997 article. Relocation, for a job provides another example. In traditional heterosexual couples, it is assumed that the wife will move to advance her husband's career. Lesbians may be more likely to seek job options that maximize both partners' careers. For instance, by taking turn in relocation. Lesbians typically value financial independence and assume they must be economically self-sufficient. Partner relationships may have less impact on lesbians' work commitment than marriage has on the work orientation of heterosexual women. In summary, lesbians know that they must be economically self-sufficient, and that if they become mothers, they must be the family provider. A committed relationship with another woman may ease the burdens of homemaking and motherhood for some lesbians, but not typically reduce the necessity of paid employment. Consequently, the career choices and work commitment of lesbians may more closely resemble that of heterosexual men than of heterosexual women, which in turn may help to explain lesbians' greater income than heterosexual women.
Mind of 2023, I'm following every single lesbian I see. Every single one. You got a vagina, you're a lesbian, I'm following you. You're a woman with a vagina, you're an ally, and you support other women. Don't matter. The color of the skin don't matter. That shit don't matter. What matters is your heart and that you got a vagina. And that you're a lesbian. Hopefully, you're a lesbian or an ally. I mean, in a dream world.
Go out and support my book, Tongue Love. You can find me on TikTok, Tongue Love Book. Also on Instagram, same name, Tongue Love Book. The link is in both accounts. Or you can also find my the website on Gumroad. So Tongue Love Book, Gumroad. You can do a Google search or on the Yahoo search and find it. My opinions and thoughts on these past articles from the 80s and 90s, which wasn't that long ago. The part where the author or the writer of the article mentioned, for heterosexual women, marriage can offer economic security that reduces the woman's need for full-time paid employment. A woman don't need to be heterosexual or married in order to have a partnered life that's economically secured. That's one. I had an issue with that part in the article. Also, the progressive differences from then versus now is that now there are more laws on the books protecting same-sex couples and workers from discriminations, like a heterosexual man making more money than a woman for doing the same jobs. Also, I want to add that it is imperative and essential for us gay women to increase in strength and strengthening our economy and value systems. Creativity and ownership is a must. I'm playing my part, building our own economy, building our own independence, building our own power structure. And ownership is an absolute must. It's not optional. We need to be seeing more of us on the front lines, owning our own businesses, owning our own economy, everything. I'm out.